Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Elon versus Apple.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this?
Ah, man. So Elon Musk, man. It's interesting, right? This is the wealthiest man in the world versus the wealthiest company in the world. That's what we're looking at.
Who's going to win this war.
So he has said that Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from the App Store, but they won't tell him why. He's also tweeted that Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter. Do they hate free speech in America? So those are the two tweets that he put out. I mean, it's tough. It's an interesting thing, right? Like he highlighted Apple, but if you look out how many people have stopped advertising or paused advertising with Twitter, the list goes down pretty long. And it's interesting because there's one industry that sticks out when you talk about people that paused or pulled advertising. So Mercedes, Benz, McDonald's, Chevrolet, Chipotle, Ford, ooh, Jeep, GM and General Mills have all paused or pulled advertising on Twitter. Now, it's interesting because most of those are auto industry companies, right? But when you have somebody who is in that field who is leading it from the EV side, I didn't even think about it, but I'm like, why would they put their advertising on Twitter if the person that owns the company has something that is competitive in the space?
Or if the platform is considered unstable and allows unruly activity, which is a bad reflection of a company of that scale. Apple has always...
Yeah, I was just going to say that every company has pretty much took the stance that they're taking action against the social app over changes with the new ownership, with offering any advice. They're saying that obviously some of the rules and regulations that they're putting in, they're waiting to see you flushed out before they continue advertising, if they continue advertising.
Before I give my answer on who I think will win this war, I do want to say I do think this is a real time example of how hard entrepreneurship is. I know everyone thinks that entrepreneurship is sexy and acquisition was great, whatever your perspective was on that. Like, building a company of immense value at scale is incredibly hard. I do love that he's sharing these challenges that he is facing. To choose to go to war with Apple would be a death sentence. Zuckerberg chose to wage war against Apple. It is a war he has not won. Kudos to the entire staff at Meta. I will be there at 3:15 p.m. with me in a rebellion. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you guys for being at the show last night. Apple is not a company or an empire that you are able to face. So I just thought, like, recently watching, you know, House of Dragon or, like, Game of Thrones. What's her name? Khaleesi with the dragon? Apple has 1,000 dragon and the little zombie dude in the middle of Siberia. You cannot fight him. So with him trying to run SpaceX, Tesla, all the other ventures that he has at one time, this isn't the war that he wants to fight. Sometimes you have to play nice to build your cash reserves to then be able to make the moves that you want to. Apple's going to win this war outright. And I know they talked about making a Tesla phone. That's something they should have did 3 or 4 years ago when they had the idea to do so. I think it would be great if they found a way for Twitter to have more of an effective platform inside the cars. But when you are down this much money and you don't have the staff to build an amazing product, and the acquisition alone was not a game changer, you can't afford to go to war.
Okay.
War is too costly.
His next tweet was he had the car in the fork of the road where it was like, pay the 30% fee or go to war. And the car swerving toward the go to war. The 30% fee, we already saw that's, I mean, we saw what happened with Epic Games, right? They said they tried to say this is a monopoly. We shouldn't do it. Didn't really work out for them. Not a war you want to fight. And we've already seen somebody fight the war. So it's like, why would we even battle? The stance is going to be the stance, right? 30% of nothing is going to be nothing. Or you can have 30% and have access to the entire world.
We have to be like, with that 30% VIG that they get, like the mafia, Apple in itself is an index fund. If I told you, like, every company on earth that is of scale pays me 30%, why would you not want to invest in me? And Epic Games is a better platform than Twitter. If you go look at the growth of Fortnite, when they decided to break away from the App Store, the popularity of the game has went down. You have to know when to fight an empire, when you have to say, hey, I'm not going to fight those dragons and Tim Cook and Khaleesi and everyone else they have. No, don't do it.
King's Landing.
Yes. Yes.
So how do you think that this will end up? You think Elon will just end up falling back?
If someone wants to say that they're going to send a heat-seeking missile at me, I'm going to bow out. He should do the same. You have to, like, honestly, in any competition, you have to know who you can defeat and who is better than you going into the competition. I like his honesty. I do like some of the jokes that he tells on Twitter, but it is a sign. And I think he'll be able to figure it out, but maybe in 3 or 4 years. Twitter is going to have to acquire some of the and I've said this before. I love the tech space. I popularized two tech, two index strategy. A lot of these tech companies are not making anything that is, like, a lot of these are remixes of Black Planet and AIM Instant Messenger from 2005. We haven't seen any immense innovation. Like, even when he took over, the first cash flow idea, which was not a horrible idea, I think it was executed poorly, as you talked about last week, was the verified blue check. No talks about making the platform better. And I know he's talking about free speech. There's like 100 Black content creators I can name right now, Talib Kweli being one of them, who's still off the platform.
Who's still what? Who's still off the platform?
Off Twitter.
Talib Kweli is off Twitter?
Has been for a long time.
I think they said they're going to start reversing suspensions this week.
Trump got back on and said, I didn't want to be there. I said, when Big T say he don't want you?
Yeah. Well, you got Truth Social.
Well played. You got to own your truth, no pun intended, and own your platform.
Yeah, so that goes against what Elon's saying, right? Like, if he's talking about free speech, we don't have to agree with the speech, but the Truth Social is an app in the App Store. Parler's an app in the App Store.
Fanbase.
Shout out to Fanbase.
Shout out to Fanbase. Can we get anyone on the legal side to please comment on this and confirm this? Free speech is only for private parties and in-house. There is no such thing as free speech. People take that one excerpt and think that you can say whatever you want to. Speech costs.
What do you mean? Say again.
There's a price.
There's limitations to free speech. There's limitations to free speech. Right?
People can state whatever they want to. You are able to say what you want to inside of your house or in your place of business among a small group of people. You can't broadcast, because technically anything more than 50 people is technically a broadcast.
Well, you can say it, but if you're still in somebody else's house, right? So you can say whatever you want to say. You're not going to go to jail for it, but you might get kicked off of a platform but that's the owner of the platform.
It depends on what you say.
Right?
It depends on what you say.
But you still have free speech, right? Like you can't be, like some countries you could be jailed for speaking. Like you speak out against the government, you can actually get put in jail.
Edward Snowden has been chasing going to jail for the last 9 years for the free speech that he put out.
Edward Snowden, he's jammed up in, where's he at? He's in the embassy in Venezuela or something.
WikiLeaks, they got him.
Blacklist.
where they got him?
And it's a few people who are on some black site. I don't want to go to my little blacklist thing, but it's a few people, you know. I won't sit down since you want to have some little commentary. Let's put you in this.
But I'm just saying, so like Umar Johnson could pretty much say whatever he wants to say, right? Nobody's going to arrest him for saying it.
He might get kicked off to the right group.
He said it. He's who has he not said it to? He says it to everybody. He speaks freely. You might not agree with it, but he speaks freely, right?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
So there's consequences.
Donations. I like Umar, right. But
you could have free speech, but there's consequences to the speech.
Yeah, of course. That's life, though, right?
Right.
But some consequences. It's not consequences. Like what I'm trying to say is, like, you still have the consequences are from the public sector, not government. There's no consequence. Like, you're not going to get put in jail for talking about the president.
Here, no.
That's not true.
It is true. Who gets put in jail for talking about Kanye went on television?
Edward Snowden. And look, they cut his water off.
He leaked files. That's different, bro. He leaked classified files. That's completely different from going on Twitter and talking about Donald Trump. They're not the same thing. He leaked thousands of files. As he compromised government security. I'm not saying what he did is right or wrong, but I'm just saying what he did was actually a crime against the United States of America. He wasn't just talking. He leaked the files. He did. It's documented.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. Mic drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.